The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bottle Rock. We're so excited about Bottle Rock. Bottle Rock Napa Valley presented by Jam Cellars, the first taste of summer. What did you say yesterday was Blue Monday? Like, mm-hmm. That's what you need. It's January. You need to be reminded that summer's coming.
Around the corner is good times.
All the good weather and the long days. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars. It's May 23rd through the 25th. That's Memorial Day weekend. They do it every year. And right now, your chance to win a pick your day ticket, pair of tickets for Bottle Rock. That's it. You win these tickets and you get to say which of the days, which of the lineups you want to see. Just text the word grape, as in the thing they make wine with. G-R-A-P-E, grape, to our contest line, 20357. That's grape, G-R-A-P-E, to 20357. The headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone. There are 1,000 other bands playing as well. And there's a bunch of stages too. Multiple stages, multiple experiences. The whole cuisine area, it's amazing. The culinary stage.
You know how I went live on Instagram now, and I'm pretty legit in terms of social media usage.
Yeah. You are a star.
Oh yeah, thank you so much.
I can't wait to see your stuff every day.
I was thinking about the upcoming bottle. Like, what would it? Instagram, you're listening. I know you are. You're someone in that building has to be listening. Please pass this message along to whoever's in charge. We would like a filter that has Alice at 97.3 on it so that when concerts happen, like the Bottle Rock, people could, you know, splash that
that'd be nice.
Into their personal photos.
Right.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it'd be great.
An Alice at 97.3 filter.
You just need a sticker. That's so what we need to, but I think that people can upload stickers.
Yeah, you can upload stuff. I know that they used to do that. I know Snapchat used to have for your event, you could do it. You had to pay
because
I used to run social media. Over to
those stations. Well, you run social media here now then, right?
I'm producing a radio show.
Can you please get us an Alice at 97.3 filter or what did you call it? A sticker.
A sticker.
For Bottle Rock.
Well, I mean, I'd like it for today, but if it's going to take a while to make it, sure, that'd be great for Bottle Rock.
Yeah. Something can be done.
I'm putting You're not that even on. Writing it down.
He's writing it down. He's
writing. Look at me. I'm writing it.
Scribbling
Never
away.
Mind.
Large.
Fine.
No, all no. Right. I'll look into that.
Yeah, that would be
That's
fun.
That's not a hard thing, I don't think.
You know what my dad used to say when I'd ask him to do things? He'd say, we'll see. Which meant no, but it was his way of...
I'm kicking that fight down the road.
I'm not saying no to you now because I'm trying to read the paper, but when it comes up, it's a no. That's all right. I understand. I just got the...
You got we'll see'd.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that.
Sorry about that.
All right, fine.
I think it's a great idea.
Danae? You know
what? How about if you're in charge of social media? I mean, you're really good at it now. Now you're going live all the time.
Well, I still...
I mean, you're the guy.
You know when I did that reel and then there at the end, I'm like, I don't know. I still don't know how I turned it off. Right. I hit stuff and
there's
then
like
it ended.
There's like an end thing. Yeah, there's... I don't know. But that's my favorite part of the video.
Oh, me at the end
like,
going, oh,
what
no.
do I... How do I... Is this still on?
You should go live during one of our meetings.
God, that's a great idea.
Oh
really? Wow,
I need
fantastic.
To be fired right now. That'd be great.
La, 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 la.
I'm a graphic designer and can make you a filter if you give me Bottle Rock tickets.
Oh, I don't
have any.
That
seems like
of those.
An even trade.
Yeah, that's great.
We'll see.
Oh.
We'll see. I mean,
you know, other people just make things for the show. They don't, you know, barter with us.
That's probably Edwin. He's like, oh, could I have been asking for Bottle Rock tickets the whole time for all the stuff he does for our show? Oh, we really should treat him better.
The end.
La, 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 la.
That's what we should treat him to.
Treat him to a round of sausage.
All right. Trash me already.
Okay. Let me see what I got here. First of all, the Fire Aid concert that's happening on January 30th, no doubt's reuniting. They're going to do a show.
Just for this.
Just for this.
Great.
I know. And The Weeknd, donated $1 million to the relief effort. So that's very nice. If and when I hear more and more and more about that concert, last week I don't have it right in front of me, but there were a lot of acts that were participating and people who are coming back together for the first time in forever and just everyone's doing what they can. A lot of these people live in LA. A lot of them have friends and or personally lost homes in the fires. So the Fire Aid concert's coming up. It's around the corner. It's on the 30th. And as we get closer, I'll give you all the details I possibly can. I think it's next Thursday, if I have that right. Because it wasn't like a Friday night or anything. And it's going to be streamed everywhere, too. You'll be able to look at that. And there'll be ways to donate for that.
January 30th is the date. So whatever day it is.
Is it Thursday? I think it's Thursday of next week.
The 30th is a Thursday of next week.
Right.
Good job.
Perfect. Kendrick Lamar is doing the Super Bowl halftime show, and you may not hear one of his biggest songs. Sources say that the NFL has asked him not to perform his Drake diss track, Not Like Us, probably because they don't need to be sued for any. I'm sure that they get sued every day.
What's that other one? Something, the B, sit down?
Oh, Bitch Be Humble.
Oh, that.
Sit down,
so,
bitch,
I thought
be
for
humble.
Sure that's what you were going to say, that they wouldn't want him yelling... I actually find it kind of, and I believe me, I cuss, I use language. I've had to, quiet that.
You've got kids.
For both my job and at home with the kids, but it's certainly there and I'm not offended by it. And yet, I find that word to be jarring when I hear it on the radio or whatever. Like, was it, what's that lady that was doing the song there for a minute with the, I can't think of her name.
Are you talking about like Chapel Roan or Sabrina Carpenter or somebody who said the word bitch?
The flute player.
Lizzo.
Lizzo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100% that bitch.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a good
song. It's like a little jarring, like, whoa. Yeah.
Oh.
Because you just don't hear it.
You know, they take it out of, I wondered what that word was in the Sabrina Carpenter song, so I listened to it. Yeah, like a... drops it out.
Oh.
And it's bitch. I actually thought it was going to be the D word.
Oh.
I know.
It'd be funnier.
Life is so much better like a feather with you off my mind. So, yeah, bitch is, I really feel like you got to, you know.
All right. So they don't want him
cussing,
being mean to Drake on the TV. Fine.
Well, my feeling is that while maybe they just don't want to get sued, like Drake would be. If he wins the suit against Universal, couldn't he also say, how dare you put that in front of a billion people on the Super Bowl? I'm suing you, the NFL. There is some speculation that it was Drake who put pressure on Jay-Z, who then put pressure on the NFL and produces. Jay-Z does the halftime show. Last week, Drake sued Universal Music, the label that both he and Kendrick are on, for promoting the song, saying that if he said it's defaming him and it potentially puts his life in danger because it suggests that he's a pedophile. And he's like, someone could get really mad about that and come and kill me.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't want to get killed either.
Right.
He's a rapper.
I know. The rap beef is the thing. He feels that it went too far.
When? As Sarah once said.
Oh, what did I say? What was my nugget of wisdom?
If you're breathing, you're wealthy. You want to keep breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Despite Drake's efforts, Not Like Us is a huge hit. It just hit 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Oh, dear.
I'm sure he's not thrilled. You know, I think when you're not happy about something, the less you say, the better. Because I actually want that song to continue to just be the biggest song. Like, I hate Drake. I think Drake sucks. I think he's a bad dancer and a terrible singer. And so I'm like really excited that he's not happy about this.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, hate's a strong word. I don't even know him. I'm sure he's fine. I am not a fan. And so him whining about it makes me even less of a fan. Makes me think, I hope he continues to be mad about it. But that's because I'm kind of a jerk. Can't help it. You are who you are. Don't hate it. Okay, here's a little mini game.
Okay.
By the way, I have a really fun game for today. For later, the half an hour from now.
All right.
When we wrap up the show. Really, I loved it. I tried to guess on every single one of them.
Dead.
It's like way better than that.
Oh.
It's like super, super fun.
All right.
I really like it. But this is just a little teeny mini game. So, great.
Yeah. Oh, mini music.
Bob Dylan's unfinished draft of lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man. What did those sell for? How much did someone pay? It's three typewritten pages with some notes in the margin. Typewritten with some handwritten notes in the margins. And apparently they're the original drafts. They're the draft lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Is that the way that song goes? Play a song for me. Mr. Tambourine Man. Bob Dylan's unfinished drafted lyrics.
Just a random guess, because I truly have zero idea what this could go for. I'm going to say $5 million.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I'll say $499,999,000. So $1 less than Ben.
What?
It's
$499,999.99.
Which is one less than $500,000. Which is actually the right answer.
Yeah,
$500,000 is what those sold for. Even though your weird math didn't make out, right? I don't understand what's happening. It was just supposed to be a little short thing. It turned into a math problem I can't figure out. I think he meant to say $4,999,999. Now I get it.
Yeah.
But it turns out that you're completely right anyway. It was like literally $500,000. I'm like $508,000.
He was trying to mother bleep me and it backfired. And yet he still won.
He still won the
game.
Great.
Still the winner. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. Two yellow sheets of paper containing three typewritten versions of the lyrics to Mr. Tambourine Man. Notably, not even including the final recorded version of this. And it's his handwriting in the margin. He made notes on the thing, and it sold for $508,000. So someone with way too much money on their hands.
You know what I'd be really curious about, and I don't expect you to have the answer or even find it, but I realize that this Timothée Chalamet, just portrayed Bob Dylan on the silver screen, has that increased airplay for Bob Dylan?
I would definitely think it would. Yes.
But I don't know. I haven't heard Dylan has shot up to number one on streaming, or I haven't heard anything like that. So
yeah.
Is it possible?
I haven't seen him on the charts, but I'll bet you he is streaming more.
We have a Hurricane coming up at the top of the hour, so we can all go to the bathroom.
I didn't see that. But what I'm saying is you would expect that it would, but it doesn't appear to have become a news story because you haven't reported that.
Right.
He's not taking over the streaming.
A lot of times when anything happens to anybody, all of a sudden they get a little payday.
It doesn't seem to have done that for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it went up. Maybe it just didn't go up by so much. I'm sure it went up by some.
Why?
Because the interest in him, Timotei, is so amazing. Well, of course,
but they might be interested in Timotei and not interested in Bob Dylan.
I wonder if they are trying to stream Timotei's versions, which would still put money in his pocket. But you're right.
Very strange.
Dylan thing.
So in the week after the movie's release, Dylan's streams increased from 11.6 million to 20.2 million. So yeah,
it did go up.
He did get a bump.
Still, okay. You know, I can't believe he's already getting 11.6 million streams a day or weekly. I don't know what the metric was. I'm going to just throw this in because I feel like it's going to get away and I will never mention it. This is just so dumb. It's internet sleuthing at its best/worst.
Oh.
Barack Obama did a birthday tribute to Michelle Obama that people are saying proves that they're on the verge of divorce. And I'll show you the picture and you tell me, like, what are the clues? There's all these little clues people are pointing to. Michelle Obama turned 61 on Friday and Barack posted it's right in, it's like the first thing in his Instagram, although actually maybe not. Maybe he posted some stuff from the inauguration and stuff. But he posted a tribute up to her. And I have a picture of it right here, Vinny, if you want to come take a look. So.
Is that what you're saying?
Come take a look. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
He's just too fast for us. So it's a huge, like, live edge slab of redwood style table.
Is this their house?
I actually thought that because there's like a control. There's a mechanical panel above some of the wine in the wine cellar that is just so unattractive that you would think to yourself, like, no restaurant would have that out in the open. It's probably like, I don't know, maybe keeping the wine at a certain temperature. Like, that's a pretty nice looking wine closet, except for this one janky wires out like cooling unit. So here's what people are saying. This is why everyone is convinced that
they're holding hands. They're both smiling. There's another person in the room because they're not trying to take the picture themselves.
Right.
But I don't see, looking at that, I don't see a couple on the verge of divorce. Go on.
It's so stupid. So he writes, "Happy birthday to the love of my life. You fill every room with warmth, wisdom, humor, and grace. You look good doing it. I'm so lucky to be able to take on life's adventures with you. Love you." Right? How sweet. The picture shows them. It says here, out for a nice dinner. Could be in their basement. They might have a tasting room or something. It looks good. They're smiling. But they're sitting across from each other, not next to each other. And they're at a really wide table. And they're practically stretching their arms just to hold hands. People say the smiles are fake. And the fact that they're sitting so far apart is also a sign.
You know, if based on the fact that he's a former president, it's possible that they set up a table in a basement where the wine is kept. And this is
to keep them
to give them
off,
some privacy.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know for sure. I can't even.
Where is he supposed to sit?
Right.
Like next to her?
Yes,
nobody does.
Exactly.
That's weird.
Well, even if you would do that, if the table setting is the way it is, you'd just sit where
you'd
you
just
sit.
Just sit down and enjoy that. Like, they didn't make the table. They didn't say, you better put an extra foot of space between us or we're going to scratch each other's eyes out.
But you're saying all of these sleuths have decided these two are Splitsville.
So they see this photo and the internet sleuths. And then they add in the fact that Michelle did not attend Jimmy Carter's funeral with her husband. And then that she wasn't at yesterday's inauguration. And you've got yourself a divorce rumor. Mm. Some so-called source says they're basically living as friends at this point. The spark is gone. They're simply going through the motions.
Were people, and I don't know for sure, were people this upset about Bill and Hillary as the rumors swirled that they were no longer an actual couple and they were just
Well, the internet
separately?
Wasn't what it is today.
Oh, that's a good point. Very true.
I'm sure they would have been looking for clues and cracks in the veneer. But this is just, honestly, this is just a picture of two people at a dinner and they're trying to have a private dinner and someone's taking their picture.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I do not understand why we have to break up all our best couples.
Well, the same internet sleuths want to know, with Maddie going down to LA, are things looking up? They believe so. Between you and your...
There's been no
your
change.
Actual what?
No change. So that's...
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We're really good friends, best friends, so very supportive of each other. She's going through some stuff, so...
Wow.
Yes, she is, for sure.
I'm there.
You're a good friend and partner.
I try to be.
You're a good husband, because you are, in fact, her husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right now. Still her husband.
Clearly, right? Like, literally right now, just you are married. You're married.
Well, you still have the ring on and everything.
Well, it's tattooed on, so I really can't.
Yeah.
It won't wash off, I tried. No.
What's coming up in the news, Finn?
Science!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tomorrow on the Sarah and Vinny show, Scott Budman and Scott Caparo. It's Scotty Day.
The same day?
Same day, two Scots. Oh. Two different hours.
All right.
All Scott all the time.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Alice and Odyssey. It's the 5K a day prize. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now.
Odyssey.
Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour and get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone's going to win 5K every single day.
Why wouldn't it be you? Why not? Just listen on the Odyssey app.
I probably should have mentioned this earlier as we get started. Actually, I'll start with the weather. Mostly sunny today and low 60s is your temp.
It's nice out the window. Very crisp looking.
Israel and Hamas have followed through with their ceasefire deal. So that happened, I believe, yesterday or the day before. But the first three hostages got released from Gaza. All three are Israeli women who'd been held for 15 months.
Wow.
I'm sure that was
a relief,
to say the least.
Right.
They're the first of 33 hostages being returned over the next 6 weeks. Israel agreed to return 90 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the first three. That is an ongoing situation. This story is, you know, there are people who, I don't really understand it, but two people from Oregon were arrested for allegedly impersonating firefighters inside of the Palisades fire zone over the weekend. According to the LA County Sheriff's Department, on Saturday, LA Police Department officers were patrolling the fire area with local firefighters when they observed a fire truck that did not appear to be legitimate. They relayed the information to the Sheriff's Department, at which point investigators with their Major Crimes Bureau
Major Crimes
were contacted to assist deputies who had pulled over the pair as they attempted to enter the evacuation zone in a fire truck.
Oh.
Upon contacting the two occupants of the truck, deputies noticed they were both wearing, you know, fire gear, turnout gear, they call it here. The occupants claimed to be from Roaring River Fire Department in Oregon and that they'd come down to help.
Mm.
Underneath their turnout gear, both individuals were wearing Cal Fire t-shirts and had helmets and radios to further look the part. Investigators determined that the department was not actually a legitimate agency and that the fire truck they were driving was purchased through an auction. Both individuals, identified as Dustin Nell and Jennifer Nell, 31 and 44, were arrested for impersonating a firefighter and for entering an evacuation zone. Their truck was impounded. They say this guy has a criminal history of criminal mischief and arson.
Did they go in there to an evacuation zone in order to go and loot people's houses? Like,
it doesn't say exactly what their hopes were.
What are their hopes?
If a person's been convicted of arson in the past, it's likely this person will be looked into for any number of things.
Right. My God.
So.
Well, anybody who owns any kind of fire truck is that, like, you've already sort of overstepped. Like normal parameters of liking something.
Unless you use that in the, you know, the
4th of July
the
parade.
Town parade. Right. There's no reason to have that.
Right.
Certainly no
and
reason
full
to
turnout.
To be pulling into an evacuation zone in one.
Right.
Where are you from? You drove that from Oregon.
Yeah.
To here.
Hmm.
Anyway. There's just, that.
Yeah, that's I wonder if you were going to loot, though, to have a big truck like that that you could fill with people's stuff and a legitimate seeming reason for going into an evacuation zone.
The looting thing's real, and it's despicable is what it is. These people had to run, and now you're picking through their stuff.
Yeah.
That's real great. 831 has texted in that the Obama dinner that you were talking about, that happened in Carmel.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if that's true. Again, that's a text. 925 texted in. I think the biggest clue that the Obamas are divorcing is that Michelle didn't go to Carter's funeral because she was on vacation. Well, if she went on vacation and didn't know Jimmy Carter was going to die, would you have expected her to cancel vacation and come back?
Because Obama did go, Barack went, so maybe she was like, I'm hanging with my girls, and you go do the president thing, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
maybe there is some kind of expectation that she would go. But see, there you go. It's internet sleuthing.
Like someone else wrote and said, I think she might have been missing events because she might be sick.
Maybe, right?
Which is, of course, if she's sick, Don't you think she has a right to privacy with where that's concerned?
Yes.
But of course, the internet sleuths will force it out of her.
Absolutely not. No privacy for you. We know your name. No privacy.
408 says, not just looting, they could have set other people's houses on fire. They could have started that fire.
Yes.
That's what I was.
Absolutely.
I don't want to accuse anybody of, but.
Yeah.
Fire bugs are.
They're a real thing, unfortunately.
A real problem. Okay, let me get to my next story.
Let's hear it.
2,000 employees under 35 were asked about work rules they're willing to break. Ducking out of work early, over a third said, oh yeah, I'll do that. These are employees under 35. Calling in sick just because you want a day off. 27% said, oh yeah, I'll
do that. Surprised. That actually seems low to me. People calling sick, you know, you got something to do. Or you just want a day off.
Showing up late, 18%. Mm. Quiet quitting.
What? Like as in I'm just ghosting you without telling you?
No, it's just putting in the absolute bare minimum of effort until someone goes, can we get this dead weight out of here?
Ah, quiet quitting. Okay.
Using AI to do your job.
Oh.
On the list.
Let me see if I can figure out how to do that.
This is a survey of 2,000 employees under 35. All the things they're up to. Taking naps when working from home. Claiming you work more hours than you really did. And using company tools or software for other freelance work or personal reasons.
Oh.
Well, everybody's done something,
that's
right?
All.
Come on. Young people.
That all sounds like what people do. Things people do.
What do you want from the young people today?
People skills? Come on. You're not getting that.
This is a story of the top Girl Scout cookies. And coming in, you have the number one Girl Scout cookie is, according to Sarah?
Samoas.
This is has that at number one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's number two?
Thin Mints.
Number two is the Thin Mints. What's number three?
No idea. Wouldn't eat any other kind.
The Tagalongs, peanut butter patties.
Oh, are those ones that are chocolate covered? Like they have a cookie,
they
then
do.
Peanut butter, and then chocolate. Yeah, those are all right. I mean, yes, third place for that.
Then the Do-Si-Do, the peanut butter sandwich. And at number five is the Toast-Yay.
What?
Never heard of a Toast-Yay. Why?
Shaped like French toast and dipped in icing. They're a fairly new cookie.
And people love them so much.
They say they're good.
To
yeah.
Number five.
Comes toast-yay. In at number five. Toast-Yay.
Toast-Yay. Mm. What is that? Like Toast-Yay. Like what is. Yeah. Was that supposed to be a play on words or a Toast-Yay?
Call a Girl Scout. What can I tell you?
You're right.
Although I did impersonate one time to great effect.
So you kind of have some experience with this.
I can't help you with that.
Mm. What?
That's a little bit. I can't even remember what it was for. It was like cookies for.
I squeezed into a Girl Scout costume and was. Yeah. This is when we were in the Embarcadero. And then I don't know if I was selling them or.
You were doing them in exchange for.
I don't
something
remember at all.
Else.
Who knows? Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's not going to come to you.
I know.
There's no way. There's
not
a chance. So forget
it's like
it.
S'mores for whores.
Sarah, were you in the city this weekend for Pokemon? Our building
wasn't.
Had so many people out front that I thought they were protesters.
Oh.
But no. People just catching Pokemons.
Yeah, I am on a break with Pokemon.
What about when your sister comes? She loves Pokemon.
I know, she does. She also loves doing crafts and stuff. And we love Juice Girl. We're going to go get an acai bowl.
I forgot. I took a picture to send you. I was at, we were walking around the park at the La Brea Tar Pits. And there was this giant group of people. I'm like, what are all these people doing here?
Oh, boy.
They're all nerds. Goodness. What is this? And I looked at their phones and they were all getting Pokemon.
Playing Pokemon.
Yeah. Huge group.
Oh.
20, 30 people.
Well, it's super fun to play together. It really is.
I really feel bad that you've decided to take a break from it. It seemed to make you so happy.
It does make me happy. It's fine. Just take a lot of time. And I just needed a break from it. And the only thing I really miss is like the Pokemon thread that I was on because it was always so funny. And Sheffy was on there and stuff. I miss Sheffy.
415 says, calling in sick to finish the job. Listen. If my girls had my back in the day, they would have gone, it's no problem, take a day,
no,
buddy.
No, but that was the thing. You were simply not showing up, and there we all were trying to do a show.
I called in sick because I'd had an incident the night before with a girl that I really liked.
If you had said that then maybe at least we would have known.
I just wanted to roll over and put the...
He calls in sick and goes, I can't come in because I've lost my phone and I can't find my keys.
It wasn't the
and
phone.
And then he, whatever, was like the jankiest, most on the fly, made up, like, and then we couldn't get a hold of him. And then we're like, we're sending our listeners out to try and find him. Turns out he just hadn't buttered his new girlfriend soundly enough from behind. And it wasn't until 10 years later we found out what the hell had happened that day. Even our old boss, Steve DiNardo, was just like, I know you're lying to me. This is the story you're going with, huh? Sticking with it.
I just said, can I just be in trouble? Please stop bothering me about what happened. And he was like, I can't understand why you want to be in trouble. And I was like,
I don't want to be.
I just needed the day off. I can't tell you why. God. And it turned out, yes. There was a lot. In my defense, me and this girl had done a bunch of stuff, but not that for the first couple months we were together. And then it was finally time. And it just went a little faster than I would have liked. That's all. Don't laugh at that. So I wanted to, the next morning, I just wanted to stay and be with her and finish what I'd started. And I did end up getting her. Like we ended up together for a while.
So she liked it.
I mean, I did redeem myself. Let's put it that way. Oh, great.
It's good news, Fabrice. Yep.
Okay, let's play our game.
Oh, all right.
Sheesh.
Game time.
Am I doing music? Or
yeah, would you? That'd be great.
All right,
let's see. Vinny and Maddie. All right, I love this game. I totally quizzed myself on it.
Okay, all right.
I loved it. Okay, celebrities who are shorter than you thought.
Oh, boy.
Here are 12 celebrities who are taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet.
5 feet?
5 feet. They're either taller, shorter.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or exactly 5 feet.
Okay.
Sabrina Carpenter. Is she taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Exactly.
Shorter.
She's exactly 5 feet. Dolly Parton. Taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Taller.
Shorter.
She's exactly 5 feet. Sorry, but no, you both lose.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Shorter.
Taller.
She's shorter. She's 4'11". How'd you know that?
I didn't know that, but I do know she's very short, and she certainly looks even more so when standing next to her. I don't know how tall Will Smith is, but
100 feet tall. Yeah. So tall compared to her. All right. Kristen Chenoweth. Is she taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet? Kristen
shorter.
Chenoweth.
Exactly.
So she's shorter. She's 4'11". How about...
What's the score?
It's 3-0.
It doesn't matter.
3-0.
Doesn't matter because you're losing.
How many left?
A bunch.
Okay, go.
But there is no 2 points for getting it exactly right.
What?
No.
Okay.
It just doesn't work that way.
Fine.
All right. Danny DeVito. Taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Shorter.
I'm going to say taller.
He is shorter. He's 4'10". What about his wife, Rhea Perlman? Taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Exactly.
Shorter.
She's exactly 5 feet.
415 says, what's weirder, impersonating a firefighter or a Girl Scout? All right, you got me there. Go on.
It was just that you weren't going to light anything on fire with your Girl Scout outfit or anything. All right. Anita Baker. Taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Exactly.
Taller.
She's shorter. She's 4'11". How about Kourtney Kardashian? Is she taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Exactly.
Taller.
She's exactly 5 feet. Vinny, you're crushing this. Let's go with... do you guys know who Rachel Dratch is from SNL?
Of course.
Yeah.
Debbie Downer. Taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Taller.
Exactly.
She's exactly 5 feet. And finally, Snooki. It's Nicole Polizzi from the Jersey Shore. Taller, shorter, or exactly 5 feet?
Taller.
Shorter.
She is 4'8".
None of them were taller. How can you even include that as an option?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why is it wrong?
I'm playing the numbers here. Someone's got to come in taller.
Huh, you were keeping track of that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of them were taller.
I would have won if that hadn't been the case. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Maybe you would have, but that's, you know, so one of them could have been taller. But they weren't.
But Benny gets
well, anyway.
It. Anyway, Snooki's 4'8". I thought that was amazing. By a score of 5-3, the guy complaining about the no tallers is the winner.
El Campeón.
Thanks
exactly.
For the
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. So you can win $5,000. And don't forget, there are more Bottle Rock passes. We got a pair coming your way at 12:05. Again with Jane at 5:05. And we have two Scots on the show tomorrow on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.